Hello, everybody. I'm John Locke, and I'd like to welcome you to the LockeInYourSuccess.com Trading Performance Podcast, where it's all about real traders, real problems, and real coaching. Listen up and enjoy the segment.
For those serious about becoming successful, consistently profitable options traders, now is the time to build skills in technical analysis, market analysis, and applied volatility to get those results. We have multiple memberships, starting with our Go membership that teaches rules-based trading and our Pro membership that teaches more subjective trading. For more information, go to lockinyoursuccess.com/memberships.
Hello, everyone. My name is John Locke, and I'd like to welcome you to The Winning Trade, but first the required disclaimer material. This presentation is given for educational purposes only. We're not broker dealers or financial advisors, and we're not making any specific trade recommendations. Also, please be aware your risk of trading options is substantial. Please make sure you are aware of all your risks prior to placing any trades. Also note that any trades and results on the program, please consider them to be hypothetical computer simulated trades and results. Their belief to be as accurately represented as possible, keeping in mind live results can vary from similar results for many different reasons. If this is your first experience with us, my name is John Locke. I'm a trading performance, wealth, and success coach with Locke in Your Success LLC, where myself and my team of mentors are here to help you win in the markets and in life as well. And the types of strategies we specialize in are high probability options trading strategies. It's where we utilize options to make money from the passage of time rather than depending on price movement alone in order to make money. This means we can often make money or be profitable whether the market goes up, down, or sideways. Today, however, we're going to talk about utilizing option strategies that have extremely high historical probabilities of winning, but not necessarily a high statistical probability of winning. And we'll show you what we talk about as we move along. So today, I'm going to talk to you about the Super Bowl. Super Bowl is a strategy that we trade in the SPX. It requires a minimum of $1,000 to $1,200 in order to trade. Our profit target is up to 100%, and our exit loss trigger is also up to 100%, meaning you have to contain your position size to something that's responsible for your account size, since we're allowing the position to take that 100% loss. So make sure that you are appropriately sized for your account if you want to consider this type of a trade. So the guidelines of the Super Bowl are extremely simple. And basically what we're doing is when our monthly cycle, and you can do this in a weekly cycle. The important part is you, if you do it in a weekly cycle, is you find what we call a companion weekly cycle. But for the purposes of the demonstration, we're going to do this in the monthly cycle. So when our monthly cycle is 65 days to expiration, we're going to enter a bullish call vertical in a manner where the total profit and a total loss are about equal. There are some variations to exactly we're going to enter in the full guidelines, but we will show you some examples. And from there, we do nothing until our next monthly cycle or our companion cycle, if we are in the weeklies, is 65 days to expiration, at which point we will simply enter the next trade, and then we're going to check on our original trade. If our original trade is up money, we're going to exit trade one. If the trade one is down money or our original trade is down money, we're just going to start monitoring that trade daily, once a day near the end of the day, and we're going to exit that position if it becomes profitable at our checkpoint time. Otherwise, we're just going to let it expire at a total loss if need be. And that's it. I mean, it's very, very simple guidelines. What can you expect from a strategy like this? Well, let's take a look. If we take a look at the Super Bowl historical statistics and probabilities, since we have market data in our ONE software, what we have is from the expiration cycle 1-2011 to current day, we have 160 trades. We have a total trade for trade return of 2,784%. The win rate on the strategy is 88%. Our maximum consecutive wins is 31 in a row. Our maximum consecutive losses is 3 in a row. We do have some cautions when we trade this strategy or expectations when you think about your equity curve. And that is that our average loss is 3 times our average gain. And also that our trade size must be small relative to our account size, which we kind of already discussed. I would recommended 1/10 your account size or less. And we do this in order to maintain a reasonable risk management profile. All right, so if we take a look at these statistics, some of the things I love about the strategy, some of the things I don't love about the strategy. The first thing I really love about it is an 88% win rate. It is very difficult to find a flat delta options neutral trading strategy that wins 88% of the time. And if you do, it's generally a very low profit and risking a very large amount of money, which gives you an enormous amount of what we call tail risk in your positioning. This here wins 88% of the time, even though it, by definition, is sort of a directional strategy, which is really cool. Our gross wins in the trade here, and this is with a $1,000 position size, is $49,310. Our gross losses is $21,467. Our average win, which we discussed, is about a third of our average loss. So you need to keep that in mind with your strategy. And our largest wins and largest loss are fairly similar. So we have a win-loss ratio of 7. We have a profit factor of 2.29, which is really great for any strategy regardless of what you do. My point being is one of the things that you're going to notice when we take a look at the trade is you're going to take a look at what most people call statistical trading when they do high probability trading, and a lot of people will take the delta of the short strike. For example, if we're doing a 10 delta short strike, they're going to assume that that's going to win 90% of the time. The reality is it wins probably about 70% of the time. When you actually do real probability statistics, this, however, when we take a look at the real trade, the trading strategy itself, where we put the short strike, theoretically has a probably 60 or 70% chance of losing based on that other method of determining win rate. However, when you take a look at real life probabilities, this trade historically wins 88% of the time. My point is there's a huge difference between theoretical probabilities and actual probabilities, and we want you to trade based on actual probabilities. All right, so let's take a look at our position here. And we'll take you through some trade examples. So this here is our January 2024 expiration Super Bowl trade. And this is the trade as it is covered in our Options Trading for Income webinars that we hold every Monday morning within our membership. And what we do for an entry is we're using the monthly expiration cycles in our example. When the monthly expiration is 65 days to expiration, what we're going to do is we're going to buy a call vertical that's actually above the money. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to get a one-to-one risk-reward ratio in our profile here. Now, that's not always reasonably possible. Before COVID, it was easily done. After COVID, we had an implied volatility skew curve shift, and it's still really not back to normal yet. So we are taking on a little bit more than our planned capital. So in this case here, we're like almost 1,200 to 800. We don't like that, but it is what it is. Given the win rate of the strategy, we're going to take the trade. So I don't really want to go any more than 20 points over my asset price. So here we're at about exactly 20 points with my long strike. Ideally, I'd like it a little bit closer, but again, we're having trouble. And at some point, if you get too far away, your probability starts to drop off on whether you're going to win or not. So we're kind of balancing that out, and we're taking a little bit of a less than desirable risk-reward ratio to get a little bit closer to the money here. But we're going to do that, and we're going to do a 10-point wing here. And this is, like I said, an example with a one lot. So basically what happens here is I've entered this trade and I do nothing. There's nothing to do within the rule set. We simply wait until our February cycle, which is here, currently at 93 days to expiration, becomes 65 days to expiration. When that becomes 65 days to expiration, what we're going to do is we're going to check this position. If the position's up money, we're just going to close it and we're going to enter our February position. If the position's down money, we're still going to enter our February position, and we're simply going to wait and see if our January position becomes profitable, which most of the time it does. If at any point at our checkpoint time it's profitable, we're going to close that trade. Other than that, we'll let the first trade expire. Okay? So very, very simple rule set. So what we do here is I'm just going to move ahead one day. I will ignore my adjustments, and I'll go to next adjustment. And what we have here is we have our February expiration cycle that is now 65 days to expiration. So up until this point, I've done nothing for the last about 30 days. I come in here and I say, oh, look, this is up money. And I'm ready to enter this trade. I'm going to close that trade and take my profit of about $596. And I'm going to re-enter February the exact same way. I come in here. My asset price is $46.91. I'm trying to produce a one-to-one risk-reward ratio. Implied volatility skew is still not particularly favorable. But I'm going to come in here, again, between 10 and 20 points over the money. I'm going to put on my vertical here. And now I'm off to the races. I don't have anything to do on this trade until our March expiration cycle is 65 days to expiration. If I move this ahead and I go to my next adjustment, if I take a look, what's going on is my March is now 65 days to expiration. Okay, it's time to check my position. I check my position, I'm up $318. Okay, it's time to close it. So I close this position out, and then I open my new position for March. So March is right here. I do the same thing. My asset price is $47.81. I come in generally not more than 20 points above the money with my long strike. Still not getting the risk-reward ratio that I want, but again, it's worth taking the trade. I enter my 4,800, 4,020 vertical, and then I do nothing until my April expiration is 65 days to expiration. So if I go one day and I ignore trades and I go to my next adjustment, I come here when our April expiration is 65 days to expiration, and I say, okay, it's time to check my position. I go in, I check my position for March. My March position is up money, $623. I close this position, and then I enter my April position. And then we're off to the races, and as of this point right now, our April position is still open. So as you can see, this is an extremely simple strategy. And if we're putting our planned capital at $1,000, which is what I call it, even though it runs a little bit over that at times, what we had for returns on this cycle is we had a 54.9% return in our January trade, a 31.6% return in our February trade, and a 62.1% return in our March trade, for a whopping 153% return in only 3 months. And all we did is we put on a position, and we took off a position, and we put on a position, and we took off a position during that entire time frame. A simple, easy, effective strategy, and that is why I love the Super Bowl, this episode's winning trade. If you liked what you saw, please make sure to come on over to lockinyoursuccess.com. That's L-O-C-K-E in yoursuccess.com, and discover how you too can follow along with this and many other great strategies as they unfold during our weekly Options Trading for Income webinars that we hold every Monday morning for our memberships. Also, make sure you check out thewinningtrade.com. That's thewinningtrade.com, where you can learn about upcoming winning trade presentations, explore past winning trade presentations, as well as gain access to free bonus material. And also, while you're there, make sure you check out our free trading performance podcast, where you can learn to skyrocket your trading regardless of the type of trading you do. If you have any questions, comments, or anything else you'd like to see in the next winning trade, please make sure you put that in the comments section below. I answer all questions and comments personally. Thank you for joining me, and I look forward to seeing you on the next winning trade.
And that is what I have for you today. If you have any questions or comments or anything else you'd like to see in the next Trading Performance podcast, please list that in the comments, and I'll personally answer your questions and comments for you. Also, I'd love to encourage you to come on over to lockinyoursuccess.com. That's L-O-C-K-E in yoursuccess.com, and check out our Trading Performance and Pro memberships, where you can find the tools you need become a much more effective trader, regardless of the type of trading you do. Thank you for joining me. I look forward to seeing you on the next Trading Performance podcast.